Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And welcome to another off-season edition of Spits and Suds. Hope you're enjoying the Stanley Cup, everyone. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, as always, for joining, listening, and most importantly, supporting Spits and Suds. You guys make this program what it is today. And you can't see me right now, but I'm holding my hands and saying thank you so much. Also very grateful that we have the following guest to talk about an interesting situation involving the Dallas Stars and Jason Robertson trade rumors. And the thing about Spits and Suds, when I see something or you recommend something on social media to me and say, hey, Gavin, what about this? A lot of times it turns into a podcast because I think it's interesting to take a step back and wonder, why is this happening? Give some reasons. So maybe you're listening and say, oh, I didn't know that about this situation. And we all grow together. So joining us to talk about this from D Magazine, did an amazing job in the playoffs paired with Robert Tiffin, our other friend from Spits and Suds, and of course subscribing to his Substack is always a recommendation. It's called Star Stack. He is the greatness of David Castillo. How are you, my friend?
The greatness, that's, oh man, you, such a great sell job.
I will, like, pump your tires.
You're like hockey Paul Heyman, man. I appreciate it.
Wow, good reference. I did not know you're a WWE guy.
I was not, but I'm familiar with the guy because he was kind of like sort of adjacently, you know, involved in MMA at one point, you know, when Brock Lesnar kind of broke through. And of course, a great performance in the 2005 classic Rollerball remake with L. Cool J and Chris Klein. And yes, I'm being totally ironic. That was like one of the absolute worst movies I've ever seen.
You and your movie references, man. You got another career.
I don't think that was out of control, but or out of pocket, so to speak. But yeah, man, I would say I'm doing good, but I'm going to be honest, not so much because of why we're here.
Okay. Well, the question that is talked about a lot on Twitter/X and on other social media forums, Dallas Stars Reddit, is regarding trading Jason Robertson. David Pagnotta today says that the Stars are indeed taking calls on Jason Robertson, but GM Jim Nill is hesitant to move him. As they look to free up some cap space, I'm told they are shopping Mason Marchment, who is entering the final year of his contract, making $4 million a year. So that's the latest as far as Jason Robertson is concerned. I think David's a pretty good source. So let's first start with David Castillo's thoughts on trading Jason Robertson.
So we're just going right into this. Like, we're not going to talk about the, you know, I mean,
I'm happy to give you some background why it's coming up. If you want to start there.
No. Like, we can start with, I mean, I guess to me, like, you know, because these are, I think we all know kind of why, you know, this is considered an option because Dallas doesn't have any cap and they have to make room somehow. And, you know, thanks to all the no movement, you know, clauses, you know, Robertson just happens to be kind of like the odd man out in some ways. So, but I realized, you know, I've heard, you know, all the insiders, you know, Elliot Friedman, Jeff Merrick and so forth. But I am curious, just like a quick question, right? Which is that if Robertson had been either been healthy in the playoffs or didn't play in the playoffs at all, right? Because I don't really think you can kind of, you know, split the difference here, right? Either healthy or not healthy at all. Would people have the same reaction to these rumors as they do now? And maybe you can speak for yourself here, or maybe
I would.
You can speak for.
I would. And David, you might agree with me and others might, you know, completely disagree with me. I am totally cool with that. I keep saying on this podcast, to get, you have to give. And the Stars have limited options. So let me give some background because you mentioned it. Can't trade Mikko Rantanen. Can't trade Tyler Seguin. Can't trade Roope Hintz. Obviously, you're not going to trade Heiskanen, and he's locked up, so you can't do that. Very tough to trade Esa Lindell.
Well, you can't trade him.
Yep, can't trade Esa Lindell.
I don't know why, but you can't.
Yeah, exactly. Thomas Harley, you could trade. So, and you can trade Wyatt Johnston. Now, do I like those players? Wyatt Johnston, Jason Robertson, and Thomas Harley. Yes, I do. So this is not a Gavin Spittle anti. But if you want a big fish from another team, you have to give them something because the other aspect you don't have is draft picks. So your first round draft pick that you have will be in 2027. You have a first round pick and you have a second round pick. But this year, for instance, and teams are not going to look 3-4 years down the road. No first round pick, no second round pick, no fourth round pick. So you have limited options as far as draft assets. So therefore, you have to look at players. Then you look at the Texas Stars system. And yeah, sure, there are some good players, or it's Ritzkovian, or maybe it's a first round pick that's in juniors. That David does such a good job as far as prospects, you know, that are in junior hockey. So those are my reasons to say, if I truly want to change the makeup of this team, which I think is needed, and add some pieces from elsewhere, I feel as though the best way to do it is through trade, and I have limited assets. My assets to get a big one would be Wyatt Johnston, Jason Robertson, or Thomas Harley, or Liam Bischel.
Man, there's so much to unpack here. I think the kind of maybe just kind of getting back to square one is I think the question, can you win a trade that involves Jason Robertson? And it's kind of crazy to me that for so long, right, I hear this from people, and this is not directed at anyone specifically or you, but just like, oh, we can't let Joe Pavelski go. Who's going to replace his 67 points? Oh, we can't let Matt Duchene go. Who's going to replace his 82 points? Even though that is to me a specious argument, right? Like it just fundamentally misunderstands like how minutes and production work and the concept of replacement level, right? Which is that, you know, when Dallas lost Pavelski, yes, they lost quote unquote 20 goals the next season, but they were still a top five offensive team. Right. That's not how the math works. In addition to the fact that there are all sorts of different ways to improve offense, like, for example, a mobile blue line. Why this isn't like a constant talking point, I have no idea. It kills me inside. It breaks my brain. But that's maybe a topic for another show. But in Robertson's case, you were talking about 392 points since he entered the league, like full, in this case, full time, which was 2020-2021 season. Within that time, he's 13th in the NHL in points. So there are only 12 forwards, and that's among forwards. There are only 12 players that you could trade Robertson for that would give you more production. Now, Are those player? Are any of those 12 players available? No, no. And by the way, that production is above names like William Nylander, Kirill Kaprizov, and Jake Gensel. So, in terms of value, if we're talking about like, okay, well, okay, maybe the production you can't replace. I get it, but when you look at the math, or the fancy math, on how many wins Robertson is worth. Right. So this season he was worth 5 extra points in the standings or 2.7 wins. So that means that if Dallas did not have Robertson, right, that would have probably meant home ice advantage for Colorado, or conversely, drawn Winnipeg in the first round instead of Colorado when they didn't have him and didn't have Heiskanen. So what are the chances, Gavin, Dallas loses the first round? Because, again, they didn't have Robertson versus Colorado. But if Colorado had home ice, what are the chances? We're not even talking about the Nurse slash in Edmonton or Winnipeg. We're just talking about Dallas being eliminated in the first round.
I mean, it's definitely there. And he's definitely a very, very good player. I just think that I'm looking at all options because I can't run it back another year. I just can't, me personally, and that's just me. But to me, this is a very, very good regular season team. Could they go out and win the Central next year? Sure. But then what happens in the playoffs? When the rink shrinks, the physicality is ramped up? I mean,
do you think Robertson is somebody that can... It's funny, for all the talk about like size, I mean, Robertson is a big dude. No, he doesn't play like super physical, but... He is one of the more physical forwards, if we're talking
about
Dallas
Stars. He is physical, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so do we shift the argument to Wyatt Johnston then?
No. Let's kind of table this, right? Maybe we should table this, which is I think it's possible there's a world where Dallas trades Robertson and they add value. I'm just curious kind of what people's perception is of him, because I feel like, for example, like I feel like we don't talk enough about his defensive value. And what he's been able to do so well defensively. Actually, Hintz's defensive numbers are worse away from Robertson, right? Which kind of, you know, granted, this is not like an argument I'm not going to die on the hill that like, oh, well, you know, Robertson is the reason for why, you know, the Hintz line has been so valuable defensively. Just that I wonder how much people really notice Robertson's kind of total game. Yes, of course, you know, you want offense because that's the expectation. That's what he was drafted for. And you didn't get it in these playoffs, even though I think there was a clear reason for that, which is not necessarily to make excuses, right? I mean, if you're playing, you know, if you're healthy enough to play hockey, you know, you need to contribute. But I do think there is a lot to Robertson's game that I think gets understated because, well, he's supposed to be a goal scorer because he's supposed to lead the way. And I just wonder how much that is truly appreciated if we're talking about him on the chopping block.
Yep. No, that's understandable. And I think the eyeball test is limited because of the injury, missing all of training camp and having to get going for a while. And obviously the injury against Nashville that put him out for a good chunk of the playoffs. So therefore people didn't see the whole healthy Jason Robertson for some important parts of the season. But one of the other things, David, is that after this upcoming year, Dallas has two choices, basically. They could sign him to a long-term deal now, or you could do a qualifying offer because he's a restricted free agent to keep him under protection. But that stipulation, very smart by Robertson's camp, that qualifying offer is $9.3 million. That's nearly $1.6 million over his current salary. That's a very high qualifying offer.
It's a high qualifying offer, but like, is it worth, you know, is that what he's worth, right? I mean, if he has more points, you know, since he entered the league than William Nylander, and Nylander makes $11.5 million a year, how is that not, you know, fair market value? I mean, I think that's kind of where this discussion kind of, I don't know, maybe sort of kind of loses the plot a little bit, which is that, well, if you brought in Mikko Rantanen and maybe the long-term vision was like, well, it's got to come at the cost of losing Robertson, Robertson, who in terms of the fancy stats, rates much better than Rantanen defensively, then was that worth it? Is this a trade that we're going to have to like revisit because it came at the cost of losing Robertson? I don't know how trading for Rantanen, which meant losing assets as well as Logan Stankoven, who was fantastic in the playoffs for Carolina, by the way, and Robertson, I don't know how you come out ahead in that. Like you don't, like you just don't. You know, not just because the two like NHL players that may walk because of it, but because of the draft capital, you know, which you do need, right? This is one of the reasons why Carolina has been so competitive, right? I mean, look at like Scott Morrow, who, yeah, he struggled in the playoffs, but Nikushin looked fantastic in the playoffs. So I'm kind of questioning what the Rantanen move was really good for if this is the end game. And again, not saying it is. Again, these are ultimately still just rumors. But I'm curious what you think about that. If you feel like we're going to need to revise the Rantanen trade if it means, you know, this, if it spirals out of control.
I think it all depends. Not trying to cop out of this answer, but I'm interested to see the makeup of this team in October.
That's a cop out. Pure cop out. Gavin,
well, I mean, I guess
on.
The question is, I mean, personally, I want Mikael Granlund here. I like Mikael Granlund in several ways.
No.
Yes. Yes, David.
So this just to be clear, like we should, this is, I mean, even though that the Friedman's comment kind of made it sound like it's Granlund versus Robertson. The other part was really important, right? Which is that, well, if they can't get rid of Dumba and Lyubushkin, which obviously they have to do, but so it is not Robertson versus Granlund. However, this is what like kills me. Like Granlund is what, he's like 33, right?
Yeah.
Was he fantastic in these playoffs? Yes, he was fantastic. I'm somebody that didn't like the trade at the time because it just felt like one of those like obvious, oh, here's a player with a super high shooting percentage, big minutes. Of course, he's producing well, despite the fact that broadly speaking, he was on the decline well before the season. And prove me wrong. Like, I didn't really have anything to complain about Granlund in terms of like what he did in the playoffs, but I'm also just kind of like, well, listen, like, how do we not end up with, didn't we have the discussion about like Pavelski at the very end or Duchesne at the very end? Like,
sure.
Granlund is a player that might give you one more good year, but is that worth the 6 to 8 good years that Robertson is going to get? No, like I don't, to me, and I wrote about this week at the Substack. Like, oh my goodness. My personal opinion is that Dallas should just let all their UFAs walk. If your issue is that the one player that Dallas needed to bring back, Chris Tanev, is the guy that, you know, you really, you know, I'm not saying like they should have signed him to the Toronto contract, but there was a guy they needed to bring back. They didn't. They still don't have a Chris Tanev replacement. Why isn't that your focus? Why isn't your focus? And maybe that's where I think a Robertson trade potentially makes sense. Not to bring back any of the UFAs, not to bring back, not to try to like, you know, get somebody, you know, like bigger and meaner, but like trying to improve the blue line. Why isn't that the talking point? Because that is absolutely something that they need.
Yes.
Tanev was the guy, And beyond that, I think the other thing too, to this kind of whole discussion, and hopefully, you know, like, listen, if it sounds like I'm getting too heated, calm me down.
It's good.
You know, send me another gift card. You know, yeah, it'll all be good. Right?
We're buds.
Yes. I don't think Dallas is not Toronto. Like, Toronto is a team that genuinely failed at their most critical hour. And a lot of that had to do with their core. I don't look at Dallas and think, man, this team is just like Toronto, in part because Dallas, I think, has a strong core. There's, you have several, you know, it's not, the difference to me is that Dallas has a diverse core, right? It's not just a bunch of scoring forwards, which is the problem Toronto had, right? Like every one of their most elite players are nothing but like scoring forwards. And yes, they're very, very dynamic. You know, Mitch Marner, Matthews, these are good two-way forwards. However, it's much easier to defend a team in which its best players, their go-to move is, and their only move is to outscore you. Whereas for Dallas, well, you know, you can't just beat like Hinson Robertson. You also have, or Rantanen, you also have to beat Heiskanen and Harley, and you have to beat Jake Ottinger. I mean, that's, so I don't think Dallas is at the point, like Toronto needed to blow up their core. I don't think Dallas is there. I don't think, and it's not just because of the Western Conference Finals, you know, three times in a row. I think it's because of, we know exactly what Dallas has needed to fix every step of the way. Blue line, you need more mobility. What was the difference between Dallas and Edmonton? And I realize you absolutely need some time to talk, but what was the difference between Edmonton and blue line in terms of forwards? They were able to break out of the zone with speed. Why? Because pair one through three had speed and mobility. Dallas
also
had
size.
None of that.
Also size, David.
John Klingberg is a big guy. No, Jake Walman is a big guy.
Bouchard's bigger.
Is he a physical guy?
I think he can be.
But he's not, though.
He can be in a dirty way, I guess, having watched the Stanley Cup and the Western Conference Finals. I don't disagree, by the way. I do think they need to be better on the blue line. And I just question if that's in their makeup. Like that's part of the issue is you and I are talking, but we're not the GM. Jim Nill and his staff, like if you're telling me to get rid of all these UFAs, I can go with your argument. But the problem is I'm looking at Jamie Benn and he's coming back because of the praise he's received. And I, it is what it is. Matt Duchene, I could foresee the Stars bringing him back. And so I personally, I'm just tired of this. We're cap strapped. And if you're cap strapped, then make the changes necessary to free up cap space so you can go out and get those players that take you over the top.
Okay. So, okay. And that to me is the crazy part, which is that like, if you're making a decision between like Robertson and, Ben and Duchene, Granlund, I don't think there's any argument. And that's why you don't do it, because if you need to make room for Robertson, then you're going to need every penny that you can save. And I look at so many. I think the other thing too is that like I look at a lot of forwards that are going to be, you know, UFA come this offseason. And I feel like there are plenty of players that can be had for much cheaper than Duchene and Granlund and Ben that can give you similar value. I think about like Riley Smith. Right, I think about like Connor Brown, who's been, I've long been a fan of him. And before we, hold on, how much time do we have? Because I really want to go through some trade, like what would be some realistic trade scenarios? Because I think there's one trade scenario that we can, okay, all right. So anyways, let's kind of move on and let's just kind of talk about like, what is a trade scenario that could make sense for Dallas that could potentially add value? Because there is a blueprint, right? Which was the Calgary, Florida, Tkachuk for Huberto and Uyghur.
Yes. And a first round pick.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people kind of unfairly judge Calgary because Huberto had like a poor season the year after.
He was really good last year.
But yeah, he was excellent. You know, had a rebound year. And a lot of that was just like Calgary didn't have the support and they weren't a good team at that point. If they had been a good team, if they had good support around Huberto and Uyghur, I think people look much more fondly at that trade in terms of Calgary's, you know, value added. So is there something, is there a Huberto Uyghur kind of trade to be had? And I present to you, Gavin, and let me know your thoughts. I think part of this you're going to love. A lot of it you're probably going to hate as well.
Okay.
Which is, what about, you know, Dallas, Utah? To Utah, Jason Robertson. To Dallas, Mattias Micheli and Michael Kesselring.
I'm 100% in.
Oh, man. Well, hold on. Is it because of Kesselring or because of Kesselring and Micheli? I feel like you don't like Micheli.
No, I'm good with this. I really am. I think it changes the makeup. You know how I feel about Michael Kesselring. I think if you're telling me my blue line next year is going to feature Kesselring and Bischel and Petrovic, okay. Now we're talking.
You have to mention Petrovic.
Because I don't know why this is the emotion in me. I just feel like, come on, 2 years, the guy's got to be on the team next year, right? I mean,
he doesn't.
Yes, he does. He does. I don't care if you healthy scratch him. Make him your seventh defenseman. Okay.
Okay, sure.
So there you go. Okay. But you're right. The other, you know, the trade that I was looking at, and I'm like, okay, what's another trade similar to the Matthew Tkachuk trade for reference? Because I said this on a podcast the other day, David. It's like Stars fans have to understand, like, A, the no trade clauses, which we pointed out, but also you have to look at comps, similar to a realtor coming to your house when you're ready to sell and say, well, based on the other sales in your neighborhood, this is what your house is worth. That's how they judge how to put your house on the market. What is fair market value? So therefore, giving up, let's say, a Mason Marchment for a Brady Tkachuk is not fair market value for Ottawa. For instance, the other trade I was going to bring up, the St. Louis Blues acquire Ryan O'Reilly. So Buffalo gets back in return Vladimir Sobotka, Patrick Berglund, Tage Thompson, a 2019 first round pick, and a 2021 second round pick. Now, Ryan O'Reilly was at his peak at that point. And Ryan O'Reilly, to his credit, great trade, got him to the cup. But at the same time, I mean, you know, I think Buffalo benefited, just like I think Calgary's gotten, you know, some fair value out of that Tkachuk trade.
Yeah, well, I mean, but see, that's the thing, right? If you're the thing with the Ryan O'Reilly trade is that, like, well, you look at kind of what a team was able to give up in order to get, which was a lot of assets, a lot of draft capital. Dallas doesn't have any of that. I think it's one of the reasons why Jeff Merrick, which to me sounds absolutely nuts, but, you know, Jeff Merrick kind of suggested that, well, Dallas may just want draft capital back after what they traded in the Rantanen deal, which is that's when I was like, okay, well, you know, what was the point of the Rantanen trade then? I get it was, you know, all in, you push your chips in for a year, you hope that's enough. And if you win a cup, it's absolutely worth it. But still, you know, there should always be at least a little consideration for long-term value. So I don't know that a deal like that is really what kind of Dallas needs. That's why I thought Michelli and Kesselring was interesting, not just because Michelli's Finnish and because we both love Kesselring, but because I can see a world where, yes, Dallas loses the trade, but if you're able to add somebody in the top four, you know, like Kesselring next to Harley and Lindell next to Heiskanen, I think that's a decent top four. You're adding value to the blue line, in addition to the fact that I think Kesselring is just due for a breakout as well as Michelli. I think that's I could live with that. I think another one that I really don't like, but this would serve the needs for all the people that are incorrectly stating that, well, Dallas' problem is that they're not tough enough. See what toughness gets you. You know, Edmonton was plenty tough in that last game against Florida. It was just an absolute embarrassment. So to Anaheim, Jason Robertson, to Dallas, Mason McTavish,
yes,
and Jacob Trouba at 50% retained.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, hold on. Well, I mean, like, is it because you like Trouba's physicality or because you think McTavish can turn into
I would like to see McTavish. But I do. I like Trouba's leadership. I'm not slighting Jamie Benn, but I like Trouba as a room guy. And I think he still, you know, has some left in the tank. I've always been a Trouba guy, though, and I, you know, that's tough when he's in his latter years like he is right now. But yeah, I would consider that trade. Yes.
Okay. I mean, for me, it's all about, like, I don't care about Trouba, but I think it's all about, like, McTavish. You know, granted, he's an RFA. I think he's Evolving Hockey's contract projections have him at, like, I think 6 years, $6.7 million. So it's, he would not be cheap, right? And if the whole point is kind of like, you know, create cap space, you know, that would be kind of difficult. But nonetheless, right? This is really about the following year when they have to upgrade, you know, Robertson and Harley, right? That's the tricky part.
I think it is, David, because at some point we have to realize how many $8+ million people can you have on your cap before you're limited.
Well, I mean, well, if that's the case, then why do you trade for Rantanen?
Well, that's to be determined. I think they trade for Rantanen because what I liked about that trade is, to me, you're getting an elite player, and I'm excited to see what that elite player, when he gets proper rest, when he's with one team next year, when he's gone through a training camp, when he has a house in DFW, how he flourishes.
I don't think for one, like, given how, like, you know, granted he was pretty absent the last series, but, you know, broadly speaking, given how amazing he was in the playoffs, I don't see how it can get that much better. But granted, you know, time will tell.
However, he's definitely a 100-point guy, or, you know, in the 90s for sure, if he stays healthy, sure.
One more scenario, right? What about Jason Robertson for Noah Dobson?
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
That's a tough one, but I'm in
crickets?
On that. No, I'm in on that. I'm in.
Again, it doesn't really like solve, you know, the sort of cap issue, because, you know, Dobson he's an RFA, he's going to get paid. But it's another example of, like, this to me is where Dallas should be trying to, if they ever did trade Robertson, like, how can it work? Well, you know, as long as the focus is on value in the aggregate, or just, hey, we need to fix the, you know, let's kind of focus on cleaning out the blue line.
Right.
Keandre Miller, I would have absolutely loved, but unfortunately he's a left shot defenseman.
Yeah.
And they continue to extend Lindell. That would have been a nice replacement, but, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, how excited would Stars fans be to finally get a right shot defenseman? they would. And Noah Dobson is a very good defenseman. And while I think you're losing a great scorer, and a great forward, you are shoring up your blue line with a quality. So I think that makes the Stars better because I think they can make up the scoring in other areas. That to me justifies like, okay, I got Rantanen and now I can shore up my defense.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing I always go back to, which is that I think if Dallas wants to do soul searching in terms of, you know, how they can get better, what they need to do, it begins and ends with like again, you know, you do not have to subscribe to the wisdom of like analytics and fancy stats. You don't have to hug the charts as tightly as I do in order to kind of respect or recognize the fact that Dallas's blue line is an issue. The only reason why they didn't give up a whole lot of goals is because their goaltending bailed them out. Eventually, it didn't. And that's what always happens with a team that allows too many chances the other way, regardless of the goaltending they get, which is that eventually it breaks, right? You can only bend for so long. And that's what happened to Dallas. I mean, granted, yes, scoring dried up. That was a big issue. But, you know, scoring dries up for a reason. It's not like these forwards don't exist in a vacuum. So for me, it all just kind of begins and ends with, you know, can you make your blue line more mobile? You don't have to replace Tanev with Tanev. Like, I get it. Your Tanev is a singular player. But, you know, Tanev also didn't add offense to the blue, right? So, right. I mean, there are different ways to replace, you know, that value added on the blue line. And that to me is like, that's why, as dumb as I sounded at the time, maybe still dumb, but maybe less dumb, I really like the idea of Seth Jones when he was on the market.
I agree.
Because I was just kind of like, well, hey, you know, yeah, he's got flaws defensively, but if he adds offense, well, then you're still adding value to that blue line. And so
terrific pickup.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm really happy for him as the player. I you know, I have a trade for you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. And you're really the only one that I could ask, because every time I bring it up, people are like, you're an idiot. So so you can call me an idiot, David, even though we're besties.
Yeah, I'm not guaranteeing this, so you're not.
Okay. Okay. Wyatt Johnston, Justin Ritzkovian, and a first-round pick for Brady Tkachuk. Does Ottawa pick up the phone?
Of course not. Now, I'm not laughing because I think it's like a terrible – I think it's the only offer that could make sense in like fantasy land here.
Sure.
I think so. Hold on. Oh wait. It was so Johnston, Ritzkovian, and who else?
A first round pick.
Okay.
Uyghur was a very good defenseman, but I'm trying to replicate the Matthew Tkachuk deal as best as I can with the assets that I have.
Well, I think it would need to be, you know, Johnston and Bischel. I think that's okay. That would be the base for.
Would you do that?
I mean, let's be clear. Like, Ottawa doesn't do it because just the value of a Tkachuk on its own.
No, you're right.
Is worth, you know. And now that Ottawa's a playoff team, like, this is somebody that's really looking to kind of maintain their core. But I do think Ottawa does not hang up if you're offering them Johnston and Bischel, because. Yeah, sure, that, you know, what you lose in that, you know, Tkachuk, you know, sort of grit, toughness, truculence factor you gain with Bischel. Granted, Ottawa doesn't need a left shot defenseman. They have two absolutely brilliant left shot defenders and Thomas Chabot, and especially Jake Sanderson, who thankfully got some Norris love in the recent award. But nonetheless, you know, I think there's a way for, you know, one of those defenders to maybe play on the right side, or maybe anyways. Yeah, they don't do it, but I think that's probably as good a package as you're going to get to just at least have Ottawa not laugh in your face.
Does Ottawa pick the phone up if I say I'm not calling about Tkachuk, I'm calling about Stützle?
Same thing. Stützle is, I mean, arguably better than Tkachuk, right? I mean,
it's really granted, good. Never gets talked about.
Yeah, granted, I think the value that teams internally have on Tkachuk is a lot higher, but in terms of like production on paper and really kind of what drives Ottawa's offense, like Stützle, like he's it, like he's
right.
He's the kit and caboodle. I mean, like I don't think Tkachuk is near as productive without Stützle.
Well, I guess that So he gets paid 8.3, and Robertson right now is at 7.75. I guess the question is how hard is the Robertson camp going to go as far as pressing this next contract, or would they be okay with an 8.3 or an 8.5?
No, I mean, it's, you know, especially with, I mean, for one, right? I mean, this was something that, and I think some of the insiders have even kind of alluded to the fact that, well, you know, negotiations the first time around, you know, they weren't the smoothest. I think that was actually Jeff Merrick's comment, right? And so it doesn't seem to me like Robertson's camp, I should say, is interested in sort of taking some sort of discount or taking one for the team. And as is his right, right? You know, players don't need to take less, you know, just because the owners like screwed up the cap. Which is, you know, that's not a shot at like Jim Neal. I'm not saying he like screwed it up, but I mean, you know, you make the Berantin a trade, you know, there better be a plan to sort of continue to get better as opposed to just some kind of lateral move. But I guess anyways, kind of back to your general point, which is that like, I don't think, especially with the cap going up, like there's just no reason for Robertson to take anything less than he's worth. And you know, his value I think is comparable. I mean, is it as much as Rantanen? No, but I would say broadly comparable. You know, to me, Robertson deserves something like the Nylander contract, you know, $11.5 million. And, you know, in a cap world that's going up, I don't see any reason why his camp wouldn't at least shoot for that number at minimum.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some free agents as well, and we can end on this. I mean, Ekblad's going to be expensive. I think Sam Bennett's going to get paid so much money. And at the same time, like, the question is, so there, you talk about tiers, and it's fascinating because if I acquire Sam Bennett, I'm not acquiring him for the regular season. I'm acquiring Sam Bennett for the playoffs. And I've been really impressed with Ekblad in these playoffs as well. I'm going up and down as far as, you know, the names, and defensively, there really isn't too many players that like stand out as far as like high tier defensemen. You have Ekblad, you have Gavrikov for the LA Kings. You know, basically it's kind of a forward free agency class, David. I'm Provorov in Columbus, but I mean, they're kind of some limited names.
Yeah, there's really like the stuff that I find interesting are kind of the names that are really kind of middle six names. You know, we mentioned like Brown and Smith. I would say somebody like Joel Armia, a good bottom sixer, to be somebody like I'd be looking at, could be had for cheap. Not just because he's Finnish and add size, because I think he's been like a good bottom six player throughout his career. Also, a guy that could kind of break either way. And we saw the worst elements in Vancouver and Calgary, the best in LA, which was Andrei Kuzmenko. Like, here's a guy that's probably not going to get he's definitely not going to get what he's worth. Probably a low end, kind of like mid deal. But man, like some of the games for the Kings, like really flashed some of that high end talent that made him such a phenom, that, you know, to kind of, you know, punctuate his first year in Vancouver.
All right. I said I was going to end, but one more question, you know, my way to cheap plug you. You've been a big David Carl guy for University of Denver, did a great deep dive on David Carl. Please check it out. What we're going to do is we're going to go over as many of the coaching candidates that we can think of to give you, the Stars fan, kind of like a deep dive, as you know, on their background, what they've done and what makes them an ideal coaching candidate for the Stars. So we'll be doing that in the next week or two until the Stars make their decision. But did a great show on David Carl yesterday. Super impressed by everything I heard. You have been a big Carl guy as far as, you know, bringing something different to the table for the Stars, and I wanted to give you a chance to mention that.
Yeah, no, if you want to, you know, improve the team, and if you want to improve the team long term and really kind of like sort of change the dynamic, right? I mean, like hockey coaches famously have extremely short shelf life. I think, what is it, 1.9 years, I think, statistically, that like the latest results show. And I think that explains why these teams seem to, you know, go through these lulls because you're always, you know, your leadership is just always in flux, right? It's just a classic, you know, kind of turnover effect. Like you can't expect stability out of that. So that's why I think someone like David Carl is perfect because, you know, by all accounts, right? This is not, right? You know, coaches tend to be separated in two categories. You have your, you know, your kind of, your sort of emotional types who are able to kind of rally troops and, you know, win the hearts and minds of their players. And then you have your tacticians who are really good with the X's and O's and really good with, you know, systems, tactics, philosophies. And by all accounts, David Carl is both. And I've watched, you know, some of his teams, and they always just seem extremely well prepared, extremely effective in kind of how they approach the game, how the team thinks the game. And so to me, it's David Carl bust, right? It's either you get somebody long-term and as opposed to somebody like Gallant or Tortorella that has an obvious shelf life for just, you know, for one, you know, for one squad or just don't do anything at all. You know, like I don't have a problem with Neil Graham. I think he's a really solid coach that, you know, maybe even has, you know, some Chuck Knobloch in him. I think the potential is really there. But to me, I look at Carl's record and I'm just thinking like, this is, you know, you back up the Brinks truck for this guy. And, you know, to Neil's credit, he has a good track record going to college because, yeah, Jim Montgomery got, you know, let go for non-hockey reasons, but as a coach, he's really proven himself so
yes.
far.
Yeah. Yeah. You're absolutely right. David, thank you so much. Excited about free agency and talking to you again when hopefully my guy, Colin Blackwell, comes back. That is my biggest offseason concern for these Dallas Stars, right?
You know, Gavin, you just continue being you and don't ever change.
I know. I don't know why. I just love Colin. I mean, he's cheap, David. Why not, right? For a fourth line guy? No?
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, it's, I guess I'm just more interested in.
You're more like, like a Ritzkovian coming up or somebody like that.
No. So a little bit of a hot take. You know, I think when you, it's very hard. Like the issue with Ritzkovian is not that he's a bad player, just that like he's great for the AHL, but great in the AHL is very different than, you know, value added in the NHL. Obviously, nobody expects him to be, you know, some sort of like top six player. But, you know, even on the fourth line, I mean, can you name me a player, right, that's, you know, that's as big as Ritzkovian, who doesn't have any standout physical skills, right? Thinks the game really well, details oriented. I really like him, and I've seen him all year. But can you think of a player that profiles like that who is an NHL mainstay?
That's a tough one. Yeah, I mean, like, he doesn't.
Derek Ryan is the only one I could think
okay.
of.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I mean, he gets it done. That's all I can say about him.
See, you always get me like talking smack about the players.
I know.
And to be fair, last year it was like Oscar Back, right? It was a player that I didn't think was like NHL quality. And then look, you know, hell, Maverick Bork was scratched. NHL veterans were scratched over Oscar Back.
I would just like to see him use his size more. And maybe that's not his game, but I'm interested to see the Oscar Beck improvement. I think he does a lot of nice things, but at the same time, you know, I need him to step up in other areas. I was really happy with what Sam Steele did in the playoffs. I think obviously all of us were. And now we've forgotten that he's, you know, going to make $2 million next year. So that's a healthy contract for a guy. But at the same time, Sam Steele does a lot of things for this team.
I think that's another reason why, like, I kind of don't really get the sort of anxiety around, you know, losing Duchesne. And again, like, Duchesne is great.
Yeah.
You know, he was much improved. I think the playoffs, I think there was a lot of, like, luck or lack thereof involved in the Edmonton series. I'm not going to say he had a great playoffs. He did not. But broadly speaking, I do think that's kind of one of the things that I just kind of don't see in terms of anxiety about losing him, which is that if Hintz and Johnson are your top two centers and Steele is, you know, on the third line, either as center or maybe he's on like the wing with like Bennett center, who, you know, has a lot of experience. Like, is that really that bad?
No,
I don't think so.
No, you're right. Yeah, absolutely. Plus, as a free agent playing in the Stanley Cup right now, a right winger, played for the Stars once, as a matter of fact, Corey Perry will be available next year.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm not sure about that. It's kind of a Corey Perry curse going around, but
yeah, yeah, but yeah, curse. But you get to the Stanley Cup final, so I'll take that. And I'm just still amazed that, like, you know, McDavid, Draisaitl, Perry. That just to me is awesome. So, you know, kudos to former star Corey Perry. David, people need to subscribe to your Substack. It's Star Stack. D Magazine does a great job writing. Thank you for your opinions. Thank you for not being afraid to express your opinions. That's what this program is all about. What does it say? We agree to disagree, which means that, I don't know, we're just not trying to argue. But I think we kind of agreed on various subjects. I thought you brought some excellent points to the table. So I always appreciate you on the program, sir.
Well, it's all I've got, just being a simple-minded, opinionated SOB. And so I'm so glad to have a platform that allows me to do that. So, Gavin, thank you.
Absolutely. We will talk to you soon. I'm sure if a trade happens, we'll have you back on the show. And obviously, when free agency happens, just so much Stars news going around. So once again, thanks to David Castillo. Don't forget Stars Stack. That's his Substack to support David and D Magazine. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. We have another coaching deep dive happening soon. So we'll get that program out to you very, very soon. Until our next podcast, have a wonderful day, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.